They're probably in your fridge right now, healthy foods, but they're now on a list of foods you should never buy at the grocery store. Why should you be crossing these items off your list? Well, joining us now is Angela Snyder, dietitian at Shady Grove Adventist Hospital. Angela, welcome to WTOP. We've got this list from Reader's Digest. It includes items like multigrain bread and reduced-fat peanut butter, and they say, get rid of them. Why?
Well, there's different reasons for that. In terms of the breads and grains, we always want you to look for the multigrain sounds so healthy, and it sounds like you're getting a lot of health benefits from that. But actually, the word I want you to look for is going to be the word whole grain, because with multigrain breads and things like that, it could just be some refined white flour along with some oats or some other kind of grain, but that doesn't mean that it's whole grain and that you're getting the whole grain and the fiber that you need out of that. So the important thing with your breads and grains is to look for the word whole in the ingredients and on the label whenever you're buying the breads and grains.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever it comes to reduced-fat peanut butters and some other reduced-fat products, the problem comes in that they tend to add something else to that to replace the fat. So in the instance of the reduced-fat peanut butter, they tend to add a lot of sugar to make up for some flavor. And this is across the board. If things are reduced in fat, they tend to be higher in sugar. If certain products are lower in sugar, they tend to be higher in fat. So sometimes it's not always the best trade-off.
Now, I'm surprised to see on this list, Angela, vegetables and some fish. We're told to say no to swordfish, to salad kits, the bagged salad, to frozen gourmet vegetables. Tell us what's wrong with these choices.
In terms of the vegetables, the best way is always going to be to go for the whole vegetable, the whole raw vegetable, and then preparing it yourself. On this particular list, they did want you to stay away from the gourmet frozen vegetables. Now, the difference between a regular frozen vegetable and the gourmet ones are going to be the sauce. They're going to add a lot of cheesy things that are going to involve a lot of fat and a lot of excess sodium. Now, frozen vegetables can be a good alternative to fresh vegetables as long as they're plain. There's no added salt. There's no added anything to those. They're just frozen vegetables. But it's whenever you get the sauces on there that you're going to rack up the sodium and the fat content with that. As far as your fishes go, the swordfish and some of those other fish, the only concern with those is the fact that they're going to be high in mercury. And I know there's been some different reports about mercury over the years. The recommendation right now is that the people group that needs to be most concerned about the mercury content of fish is going to be pregnant women or any women of childbearing age.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for the rest of us, having the swordfish or the tilefish or the shark occasionally is going to be fine. The people group that needs to be most concerned is the women of childbearing age.
10 seconds, Angela. Tell us about the salad, the bag salad. Everybody eats that.
Well, we love salad. The salad's going to be great for you, but the problem with the bag salad is they give you some high-fat dressing, the high-fat croutons, the high-fat cheeses. We need to be going more for the vegetables and less for all the other additives.
Got it.
Angela, we appreciate the thoughts. We'll have you back a bit later, and we can talk more about this because there are plenty other things that we probably need some advice on, making some better choices at the grocery store, and we'd
Absolutely.
Love to get your advice on it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Angela Snyder is a dietitian at Shady Grove Adventist Hospital.
Let's